on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A charity has trained counsellors to spot the signs of children being radicalised by terrorists. The NSPCC says it's received a number of calls from parents worried about extremism. Mums and dads can now call a special helpline to talk to an advisor about some of the potential warning signs of a youngster at risk. John Cameron is from the charity.
Becoming more isolated, becoming particularly angry, or beginning to talk in a kind of robotic way as if somehow they're reading from a script. They're having a lot of unusual interest in internet websites that are talking about terrorism.
KMFM News.
Fellow scouts have been paying tribute after a 12-year-old Kent boy died at an international jamboree in Finland. Charlie Gerling, who was a member of First Alsford Scouts, collapsed at the event on Sunday. The group's leaders described him as a lively and energetic young man. He attended Mapleston Oaks School in Maidstone. Head teacher Jane Prido says she hopes to hold a memorial event for him.
We're in the middle of the summer holidays, so lots of staff and students are away. So in September time, we will probably do assemblies, but we'll also get the students involved in what kind of longer-lasting tribute that they would like to have for Charlie at the school.
Thousands of extra police officers and military personnel will be deployed across France this summer after recent terror attacks. The government's defence committee has met after yesterday's stabbing of a priest in Normandy. A man's been jailed for 4.5 years for sexually abusing a young girl in Kent. Brian Wood denied two offences of assaulting a child under 13 last year, but was convicted by a jury. The 52-year-old from Neville Place in Snodland has also been placed on the sex offenders register indefinitely.
KMFM News.
British Transport Police are stepping up patrols after new figures show trespassing on railway lines in Kent is on the rise. 86 incidents were reported in Maidstone and Ashford alone during 6 weeks last summer, up from 75 in 2014. Young people are twice as likely to trespass at this time of year, with holidays and longer days being blamed. Chief Inspector Tom Norton says it's a dangerous environment.
There's a lot of machinery that could be left on the railway. There's other items that could be dangerous just from that. But then we've got the trains. Trains that are running at between 80 and 120 miles an hour that you don't hear coming.
Pokemon Go players have been told not to try and catch characters in the game that appear near substations or power lines in Kent. UK Power Networks have become the latest organisation to issue a safety warning. However, some people have disputed claims the app is dangerous, suggesting it's actually having a positive impact. Shane Rickwood from Raynham says it has helped friends who suffer from anxiety.
It helps them feel more relaxed and comfortable and helps them feel better as they're outside actively doing something rather than just sticking to their standard routine of what they would normally do.
And the Ice Bucket Challenge, where people poured cold water over their heads, has been credited with helping the charity involved discover a new gene. The ALS Association says it gives new hopes of a treatment for motor neuron disease after raising £76 million to fund research.
KMFM Showbiz.
Kent director Paul Greengrass has told KMFM it was great to be reunited with Matt Damon for the latest Bourne movie. The fifth film in the franchise, which is out today, is set 10 years after this CIA assassin leaves the agency. The former Gravesend Grammar pupil says it didn't take Matt long to get back into character.
It was absolutely exciting to see suddenly, oh, there's Jason Bourne. You know what I mean? He's back. And he has a look when he does Jason Bourne. You know, it's a kind of intensity about him and a physicality.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham have won their latest pre-season friendly. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Jules came back from a goal down to beat Dartford 2-1 at Prince's Park last night. Emmanuel Osadabi and Joe Quigley both scored. Meantime, boss Justin Edinburgh has admitted he didn't expect Bradley Dack to still be with the club.
Am I surprised? Yes, extremely surprised. But on the flip side, I'm absolutely delighted. You know, we obviously still got another, 5 weeks to go probably.
until the window closes.
Last season's top scorer has been linked with high money moves to Crystal Palace and Bristol City, but so far no deals have been done. On to cricket, and Kent have won their latest game in the One Day Cup. Joe Denley hit a century and Daniel Bell Drummond got 91 as they beat Hampshire by 5 wickets in Southampton. And Russia will be allowed to defend their Olympic gold medal in men's volleyball after the sports governing body cleared them to compete in the Rio Games. It follows a decision from the gymnastics and fencing governing bodies to also allow competitors from the country to participate in Brazil.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.
Picked up the grandkids, set the sat-nav, hit the road. Asked Grandpa to stay awake. He didn't. Drove through the drive-thru. Ice creams all round and all over the seats. Mopped up, moved on, played I Spy, spied an eye. Had a boogie. Had a close call. Thankfully, had one of these dash cams. Had a sing-along, spotted a seagull, spotted the sea. Parked on the beach, took a selfie, photograph. Explored.
Get a TomTom sat-nav with European maps for just £69. Or the Which award-winning Nextbase dash cam for only £119. At Halfords, in-store or online. Must end Monday. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Kent weather.
With Home Plus furniture. For all beds and mattresses. Everyone shops at Home Plus. Opposite Ashford train station.
Sunshine and showers this afternoon. Highs of 22 in Westmore.